Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to humanize a Jungle 808 tale in Ableton Live 12 so it feels emotional, alive, and perfect for a sunrise set. A live beginner's treat an 808 tale like a fixed sub note in drum and bass, especially jungle or sunrise style DNB. That's a missed opportunity. The tale can do more than just hold down the low end. It can actually help tell the story of the track. So instead of thinking, how do I make this bass louder, think, how do I make this bass feel like it's breathing with the arrangement? We're going to keep this simple, beginner-friendly, and totally doable with stock Ableton tools. First, load a clean 808 into a MIDI track. The easiest way is to drag your sample into Simpler. If you want to keep it straightforward, use Classic Mode or One-Shot Mode. The important part is that the tail is long enough to hear clearly. Now place one bass note on the grid and listen to it in context. Don't solo it forever. Yes, check it soloed for a moment. But the real test is how it behaves with drums and atmosphere. For a sunrise feel, try placing the note on beat 1 of the bar, or just slightly before the downbeat, if you want a little tension. At around 174 BPM, this can work really well under filtered breaks, pads, and a stripped-back intro. Here's the big idea. In DNB, the bass is often part of the phrase, not just the foundation. That means the 808 tail can act like a musical answer to the drums. Next, shape the tail so it doesn't feel too static. Open Simpler and check the envelope. Keep the attack short, usually close to zero or just a tiny bit above. Then make sure the tail has room to breathe. Depending on your sample, that might mean a release or decay anywhere from a few hundred milliseconds up to a couple of seconds. If the sample feels too sharp, soften the front edge a bit. If it feels too flat, let some punch stay in there so it still translates on smaller speakers. If the tail has too much fizzy top end, add auto filter after Simpler and use a low pass filter. A cutoff somewhere around 80 to 200 Hz can help smooth the sound, but don't crush it into a dull blob. You still want the note to feel alive. Now let's humanize it with note variation. This is one of the easiest ways to make a bass line feel performed instead of copied and pasted. Duplicate the note across 2, 4, or even 8 bars, and change a few things. Make one hit a little quieter, make one a little longer, make one slightly shorter, and nudge one just a little earlier or later if the groove can handle it. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to make the bass sound sloppy. We're trying to make it feel like a person played it. A simple beginner pattern could be this. Bar 1. A normal hit. Bar 2. A slightly quieter hit. Bar 3. A slightly longer tail. Bar 4. A small pitch movement or slide into the next section. That tiny change is often enough to make the whole phrase feel more emotional. If you want a bit more movement, you can add slight pitch humanization. In the MIDI clip, automate transpose very gently, or use tiny pitch movement through your source or device chain. The key is not to overdo it, a couple semitones at most for a transition, or even smaller movement if you just want the feeling of drift. For beginner DNB, subtle pitch shifts are safer than dramatic wobble. Sunrise emotion usually comes from restraint, not chaos. Now let's give the tail some character with saturation. Add saturator after Simpler and start with just a little drive. Something like 1 to 4 dB is often enough. Turn on soft clip if needed, and always check the output level so you're not just tricking yourself with extra volume. After that, use EQA to clean up the bass. Be careful here. In drum and bass, you usually want the real sub to stay strong. So don't just high pass the whole thing and kill the weight. Instead, look for low mid buildup around 150 to 350 Hz and cut that if the bass feels cloudy. If there's harshness, tame it in the mids where needed. If you want a little more sunrise brightness, you can gently lift the upper harmonics, but only if the sample naturally supports it. Don't force a bright top onto a bass that wants to stay deep. Now comes the part that makes this really feel like a track, not just a loop. Go to Arrangement View and automate movement over 4 to 8 bars. You can automate auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, volume, reverb send, delay send, or even the simpler filter. A really nice sunrise move is this. Start with the bass tail filtered and a little muted, then slowly open the filter over 4 bars, add a tiny bit more saturation, and increase the space just slightly before the drop or section change. That little arc creates emotion, without ruining the low-end control. For reverb and delay, keep the sub clean. The best move is usually to use sends rather than putting a huge effect directly on the bass. Create a return track with reverb, make it mostly wet, and roll off the low end on the return so the sub doesn't get muddy. If you use echo, keep the feedback low and filter out the lows there too. The goal is atmosphere around the tail, not a blurry mess under the kick. And that matters a lot in DNB, because the groove needs space. If the bass tail starts stepping on the kick, snare, or break details, the track loses power fast. Now arrange the bass like part of the story. Don't just repeat the same 808 phrase forever. Think in sections. Maybe the first 8 bars are filtered and restrained. Then the next 8 bars let the tail open up a little more. Then you strip the drums down and let the bass speak. Then, right before the drop, shorten the tail so the drums can hit harder. That kind of contrast is what makes Sunrise sections feel emotional. If everything is wide open all the time, nothing feels special. Let the bass build and release like the arrangement does. Also, check mono compatibility. Put utility on the bass track and make sure the low end still feels strong in mono. If the bass sounds huge in stereo but disappears when folded down, simplify it. In bass music, the sub has to survive club systems and headphones. If the tail is masking ghost notes or snare detail, shorten it or reduce the effect chain. The drum break should stay readable. That's your reference point. Here's a really useful beginner habit. Solo the bass. Make a decision, then unsolo it and hear whether it still works with the full track. If it only sounds good alone, it's probably overworked. A few quick pro-style tips. Use gentle distortion, not heavy chaos. Let the tail answer the drums, change tail length across sections, and commit to a sound when it feels right. If a bass tail sounds good, bounce it to audio. Resampling can make arranging easier and help you focus on the bigger picture instead of endlessly tweaking. So to recap, in DNB, the 808 tail can be a phrase element, not just a subnote. Humanize it with small changes in velocity, length, timing, and tone. Use stock Ableton devices like Simpler, Auto Filter, Saturator, EQ8, Utility, Reverb, and Echo. Keep the low end clean and mono-friendly, and arrange the tail over 4 to 8 bars so it supports the emotional arc of the song. For a Sunrise set, the goal is warm, controlled movement. Not washout, not overload, just enough motion to make the bass feel alive. If you get this right, your 808 tail stops sounding like a sample and starts sounding like part of a real DNB story. Now it's your turn. Load 1-808, write a simple 4-bar phrase, make a few tiny variations, automate a filter move, add just a touch of space, and listen for emotion. Keep it subtle, keep it intentional, and let the arrangement do the heavy lifting.